for problems.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
But I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Financial Issues. Welcome to the second hour of the program. Sure do appreciate it. Looks like all the indices are mixed right now. Nothing's down very much. Nothing's up very much. Just kind of hovering around the flat line right now. I guess the Dow's a little off the flat line. They're down. The Dow's down about a quarter of 1%, but the Nasdaq's flat. The S&P's flat. So we'll see. The Nasdaq leaning towards the green. So that's where we are right now, at least on the indices. We'll see how it goes. Hey, listen to this. We got a 5-month low in mortgage rates. 30-year mortgage, 4.45%. This on the heels of the builder sentiment number coming out very good. And I think that was that yesterday or the day before. I don't remember. But the builder sentiment number was a good number. It was a very good number. Because I remember, one thing I do remember is I was kind of surprised that the markets didn't react in a more positive way when that number came out. So on the heels of that, we get a 5-year low in 30-year mortgage. Of course, builders have been very concerned about mortgage rates. The reason why sentiment was up likely because it has become extremely apparent that we're not going to see any Fed raising rates, at least until summer. And it kind of gives them an all clear to get some inventory out there. And now we get a 5-year low in the mortgage rate of 4.45. Listen, 5.45 is a very good mortgage rate. Anything under 6 is good. I mean, you know, I don't know what the number was. I just know it was in the 4s. But you know, I'd have to go back. I guess it would have been 90 years ago or so when my father bought his first house. And it was like 4%, 4-point-something% mortgage, 85, 90 years ago. So, look, I know we're spoiled. I know we're spoiled with that punch bowl that Janet Yellen and Ben Bernanke left there at the party long after the party was over. And I know we've gotten spoiled by that cheap money, but just saying, it's not going to last forever. 4.45 is very good, and I would submit that 5.45 is very good as well, and it's going to be have a little significance in your mortgage. But look, by the time Maxine Waters is finished, I'm sure everybody and their brother will be able to get a mortgage, even if you don't have a job. We'll see. All right, 844-707-5533. Steve from Mississippi. I wasn't going to answer this question, Steve, because no, I did not get my pneumonia shot. And my doctor gave me very specific instructions when I was there about something else in September. And she gave me the flu shot that I needed to get a pneumonia shot. I said no. But I will, I told her. I didn't. Anyway, I don't know. Does it work? All right. I know what it was. I asked her, will it help me not get bronchitis? She said no. So that's why I didn't get it. That's what I remember. Okay. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do that. So I mentioned this. I got off the down a rabbit trail on it, but I did mention that Senate Finance Committee, Chuck Grassley, Senator Grassley, did indicate that there could be a delay in trade talks with the EU and Japan. Listen, I'm just happy that there were talks going on or talks being considered with Japan and the EU. How many times have I said we've got to be able to juggle one ball more than we are right now, which is only one? We can't just focus all of our attention to China. We've got to be negotiating on a very regular basis with the EU, all the nations, all whether it be with individual countries in the Eurozone or the European Union. We've got to be negotiating on trade, and we've got to be about that business. We have made some deals on automobiles, which is a huge thing, and Japan is another. We've already solidified some deals with Japan as well, but we've got to go further, and we've got to continue to do that. I want to see negotiations Eastern Europe as well. So all that, the Eastern European bloc, we've got to do some negotiations there. I think that could be huge for our ag, for the ag sector as well. Anyway, that's something that's got to happen. So congressional Democrats, here's a surprise, are rolling out a new minimum wage piece of legislation. So they're rolling out new minimum wage legislation. They want to see the federal minimum wage go up. I think the federal minimum wage is too low. I agree with that. It's been the same since 2009. That is ridiculous. But at the same time, I think states have done a fine job. Some have gotten way overboard, the liberal states, that is going to bankrupt them and have people running away. But the states can do this on their own, and the state legislative body ought to do that, not worry about what the Fed is doing. I don't think it's something that the Fed should be doing anyway. I don't think the Fed should be dictating what a very expensive place to live state is doing with minimum wage compared to another state. Let the states do it. All right, folks, we've got our Ag Report coming up with Craig Haggard. Very, very important as we continue to watch commodities very, very closely. Here's Craig. I'll be back.
This is Craig Haggard with your Financial Issues Ag Update. Well, corn experienced some renewed buying interest yesterday after prices on Tuesday dropped to levels that we haven't seen since the end of November. Bulls were further emboldened by concerns that are starting to surface about possible yield losses in Brazil's corn crop because of their extended dry period that they've been experiencing in that nation. Yesterday, Brazil's ag consultancy group, Solaris, estimated the Brazilian corn crop at 28 million metric tons. That was down a full million metric tons from their previous estimate. In the overnight trade, we have spot corn futures trading a penny higher. The bean market really didn't offer much excitement yesterday, with the board closing up a penny and a quarter in the nearby soybeans. The buying seemed to come from bargain hunters who were trying to find a deal on the heels of a recent sell-off in the bean market. The Chinese Ministry of Agriculture said that pig inventories are down 5% due to the African swine fever. Some private estimates are that as much as 30% reduction in the total herd of Chinese hogs may be taking place. Whatever it is, the net result seems to be reduced Chinese demand for soybeans. Helping to offset that reduced demand was a report from Brazil's ag consultancy, which estimates their soybean crop at 117.2 million metric tons. That's a fairly sharp reduction from their previous estimate of 122 million. The reduced estimate comes from a lack of moisture for the development of their early planted soybeans. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are bouncing a little bit and trading 3 cents higher as I record this. The wheat market bounced a little bit on short covering after recent weakness in the Kansas City market, however, lagged Minneapolis and Chicago yesterday. Bulls are further emboldened by rumors of Russian curbing their wheat exports, and that continues to circulate in the market despite Moscow's denial of any such plans. In the overnight trade, Chicago is unchanged. Kansas City is a penny higher, while Minneapolis is trading up 2 cents. Cotton futures had a solid outing for the session, with March futures closing up 91 points to settle at 73.27. In the overnight trade, spot cotton futures are continuing to bounce and are trading up 29 points as I record this. In general, livestock futures had kind of a tough day yesterday, with the one exception being the February live cattle. They closed up 87.5 cents. On the other hand, March feeder cattle finished the session down a nickel, and lean hogs had the roughest outing, with February lean hogs closing down $2.10 for the day. Class 3 milk futures showed red ink as well, With February futures closing 7 points lower as they settle at 14.27. In the overnight trade, Class 3 February milk futures are trading an additional 4 points lower. In the cash markets, choice beef boxes were 31 cents lower at $2.11.90, while selects were up $1.07 as they settled at $2.06.94. In hogs, the pork carcass values closed 69 cents lower for the day, closed out at $69.64.
Our faith and values shouldn't be compromised by the way we invest. Our faith and values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
Who can find a virtuous wife? She's worth far more than rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She's like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still night and provides food for her family. She extends her hand to the poor. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. In November of 1620, the pilgrims came to America with the hope of building a civilization that would one day be a shining city on a hill. At the American Family Association, we believe that dream is still worth fighting for. We believe that marriage was instituted by God, that families are worth preserving, and that every human life is worth protecting. We are the American Family Association.
And joy, knowing that God is answering our prayers, bringing healing and providing for our needs.
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
844-707-5533. I just got a list out of the top 10 places to live overseas, just in case you're thinking about moving. Listen to this. According to the State Department, 8.7 million people now live abroad. More than 500,000 Social Security payments are made overseas every single month. And by the way, that's up from 400,000 just 3 years ago. So in the last 3 years, now, I don't know if I'd want to live there, because in the last 3 years, everybody has moved. These are people that were so distraught, probably, by Hillary Clinton loss, they moved. So I don't know if I want to live with those people, but anyway, it's up from 400 to 500,000. They go on to talk about people are desiring retirees. I'm sorry. These are people that are retired. Retirees are looking to build a new life. I guess that's okay. I don't know if I retire. I want to learn a new language, though. I don't know if that's a possibility. Anyway, the two best cities, number one and number two, to live, or areas, are in the same country. Number one and two. I'm not going to tell you what it is, though. I'll let you think about it. 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do it. Let me go to the phones. Let me go to Karen. Karen's calling us from Arkansas. Hey, Karen.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I am a partner, and I took your advice and purchased HC-37.
Mm-hmm.
And I received a document from Schwab, which is my broker, with like a 7-page questionnaire on where I live. Do I ever intend to live in this country? It has to do, apparently, with this tremendous dividend they're going to be paying out.
Mm-hmm.
So do I?
Yeah, you don't have to do anything with it. You can throw it away.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. It looks pretty.
Yeah, because the law that is requiring them to do that, the law that gives you the certain tax breaks and such, doesn't pertain to America.
Okay.
So it's select countries. America's not one of them. I'm really starting to get cynical. I hate to say it, but more so than normal, maybe. But why are they asking? They could only be asking to gather information at this point, just so that they can later say, well, it doesn't matter, it doesn't pertain to us anyway. But you think they wouldn't have even sent it out. I know they had to. That's something they had to do. But anyway, it does. You don't have to worry about it.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Relieved me tremendously, okay. Because I didn't want to do it. And just thank you.
I know. Understand.
Thank you for all of your help. I use your tracker, and, you know, when I see that plus sign, I just get so excited. So it's fantastic.
Well, that's good.
I love it. And
okay.
You've done me a world of good, and I know all of your partners feel the same way, Dan. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Karen. That is such an encouragement, and I sure appreciate it. Thank you for encouraging me today. I sure do appreciate it. What a blessing. And, you know, I'm so excited about the tracker, and I'm so excited that so many people are using it. You know, I don't know if you remember, but when I first put it out, I said, wow, we miscalculated a little bit. I think I was thinking about 25% of our partners are probably using, and I wasn't anywhere near that. Well, it is this year. I bet it's going to hit that easily already, if it hasn't already, because what I didn't account for, that a lot of people were just going to say, well, I'm going to wait until it comes due, and, you know, until my 1 year is up, and then I'll switch over to the tracker. And that's probably our fault, because we didn't make it clear enough that's prorated, so you wouldn't have paid any more money anyway. So I say that to say that if you just partnered, say, 3 months ago, but now you wish you had the tracker, it's not going to cost you $124. It's going to prorate out, you know, some of the money. So, you know, it may only cost you another, you know, $16 to be able to use the tracker. I'm making that number up, but whatever it is. I mean, I've seen things come through that are, you know, 76 cents and stuff like that, just to switch over. So it all gets prorated and works out. So you don't have to say, well, now I got to wait a whole year. You don't have to wait. If you want to switch, go ahead and switch. It's not going to cost you any more money than it would have cost you if when you partnered a year ago, or not a year ago, but a month ago or 2 months ago for $85, it's not going to cost you a whole nother $125 now. So anyway, you don't lose anything by doing that. 844-707-5533. Let me go to James. James is calling us from Alabama. Hey, James.
Good morning. Taking my call. I just got a
sure
question. My 401k, I took a bad hit this quarter. I mean, a big loss. I'm just wondering how it is now. Should I just... I know I got to pay taxes and pay the penalty and just get out before I lose it all. I just need some advice on what should I do, because I really lost big this quarter.
How long have you? Are you still? Do you contribute to it?
Yes.
Okay. And how many more years are you going to work?
Probably about 7 or 8 more.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, James. I'll give you the best piece of advice. You're not going to like it, but I'll give you the best piece of advice I could give you.
you are in a very good situation. And here's what you've got to do. I know this is crazy, but you got to be happy right now, not concerned. Because if you are contributing still every payday a little bit of money, you are 8 years before you retire, you are having an opportunity to buy into whatever you have on sale, which means for every dollar you are putting in, you're buying a little bit more of a share of those funds that you're in than you were 6 months ago because they're down. It's a very good thing. This is the time that you stay put, and you even, if you can, this is the time to even increase what you're putting in. So I would not, I'm telling you, do not get out. You won't regret it. Hang in there and keep putting. Listen, you didn't do anything. No matter where that, if you would have been anywhere else in the last 3 months, you'd probably be down in these mutual funds. The key is, James, is you got to stick to it. Don't get out. Don't move it. Don't even change to different things that you're allocated into. Don't even change anything. The only thing that I would want you to try to change is to even put a little bit more money into it. So just hang in there. This market has been all over the place. But the worst thing you could do is get out right now, because you're right. You were saying, wow, I really went down. I lost a lot. Last quarter was brutal. I get that. But if you get out, now you're taking that loss and you're making it reality. Now you've put that loss in your pocket and you can never get it back again. By just sitting tight, keep putting as much money in as you can, you're going to be in great shape. Don't even worry about it. I know that's not what you want to hear. You get your little panic, but it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, James. Bye-bye. I appreciate it. I'm glad you called.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm really glad James called. I'm really glad James called, because, you know, it allowed me to say that to so many other people. I'll tell you something. In 2008 and 9, when I would have, you know, young people like James, people that are still 7, 8, 10, 15, 20 years away from retirement, would call and say, I got out of my 401k. I don't contribute anymore. That's it. I'm done. It was like a knife going in my heart. Killed me. Because, and look at what they lost. Oh my gosh, if they had stayed, how good it would have been. And so I'm glad James called, so that I can encourage all of you that are thinking the same thing. All of you that are saying, because James isn't alone. This isn't just, well, you know, James, you're the only guy thinking that. Not at all. Him and everybody else that's been in their 401k for the last quarter is thinking the same thing. Listen, hang in there. Don't do anything other than try to increase. When we see a downturn like this, you guys that still have a ways to go before you retire, you ought to be rubbing your hands together saying, man, hallelujah, this is great. I'm going to increase. What am I putting in? I'm putting in 3%. Man, I got to try to get 6% of my pay in while things are cheap. I mean, that's what you do. That's how your mindset's got to be. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, 844-707-5533. We have lines open. And I'm not going to get to the phones right now because I'd have to cut it short. We're right up against the break. So hang in there. But we do have a couple lines open, 844-707-5533. So we'll get to your calls here as we move forward. So Brad is asking a question about IN-25. He says, good morning, Dan. A question about IN-25. Is it being purchased? Is it still a buy? Just curious how to proceed on the announcement. If you own it, keep it. Don't worry about it. I don't know. I'm not going to say it's being purchased. There was an announcement, but the most minimal requirements haven't happened yet. They may happen by the end of the week, but haven't happened yet. So I'm waiting a little bit longer. So just hang in there. Don't worry about it. Just keep it. If you own it, keep it. Don't buy. Don't dollar cost average down right now if you're down. Don't do that, but just hang in there and stay with it at this point. All right, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, we do have a lot.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or...
58-9891.
Great money God's way.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia, 844-707-5533. So I was talking about IN25. Somebody asked me a question about it. And, you know, I can't, I assume, and I guess I shouldn't assume this, IN25 was run up by 9 for 19. And I would hope that you would all understand that there are certain things when we see a buy and what is happening with the stock after it was put on my list. There are certain things I'm not going to say what I knew or what's going on or anything like that that I can't. I can because I'm nobody. I'm just a guy with an opinion. But all I can say to you that if you were one of the people that got my 9 for 19 and you were one of the people that listened, took heed, and purchased those, it was a very good thing. And I think it's going to be a better thing than what we had anticipated. So we'll just leave it at that. But yeah, I mean, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't buy more. I wouldn't do anything. Hopefully, when you buy it, it's oftentimes why I say, well, I don't know how much to buy when it's on your buy list. How much do you want to buy? Well, I want to buy, I have $5,000 to invest in it, but I don't know if I should do it. Then put the $5,000. How many times have you heard me say, I don't do the whole market order thing? I mean, the limit orders. When I'm going to buy something, and I've been like this for 35 years, I've never bothered with that. Listen, I know why I'm buying something. I'm buying it because of this situation, whatever it is. If I want to buy it, I'm going to buy it. I'm not going to miss out on buying it because I put a market order in lower than I put a limit order in lower than the market order, and it kept going up, and I never got a chance to buy it. If I'm not buying, I'm going to buy it. Put a market order in as long as the market's open. Don't do it unless the market's open. Wait till it opens, put a market order in, it's done. You got what you're going to get, and don't worry about it. Leave it alone. So that's kind of where I am on it. All right, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Susie. Susie's calling us from Oklahoma. Hi, Susie.
Hi. Without going into all the detail and why I'm this old and I only have this much money, I just was wondering if you could help me. I am fixing to retire in 2 months, and I only have $50,000 in an IRA, and I had... put it in, it's through the company, and I had put it in to where it wouldn't make any money because the stock market was going down and I was losing money, so I just put it to where it wouldn't make any money except what I put in it. And here I am now, that's all I have, I'm going to retire. I will get Social Security, my husband has Social Security, we won't have to use that money. So I was just wondering if you would give me some advice on what to do with that money. I will have to pay taxes on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't pay tax on it. I would roll it over at this point. If you're going, or let me say this. If you think that you're okay paying tax on it, then you ought to put it into a Roth IRA now while you're still working. That would be one option, roll it over into a Roth. The other option is pay the tax and move it out. And the third option is to roll it into a traditional IRA account so you don't have to pay any taxes and invest it over there. The downside to the traditional is that someday when you're 70, whether you need it or not, you're going to have to start taking money out. So they would be your options. But I would be, so you're not going to need this money, it sounds like in the next few years or who knows when, but there will be a day when you will need it. Because eventually, you know, the odds of us continuing to get 2.8% increases in your Social Security check like you getting in 2019 are going to be slim. I mean, we're going to get right back to those years where we might not get anything, and we're going to continue to have inflation. So at some point in time, maybe not until you're 75 or older, but at some point in time, you know, inflation will begin to eat into your Social Security and you're going to need that money. So I would look at even now to invest $40,000 of that. Do you have any savings, like in a bank, emergency savings?
$10,000 for emergency. I do have that.
Okay. So I would like to see you take $40,000 of this. The other $20,000, it's a little bit, you know, it's a fair amount to have $30,000 in emergency savings, but I would feel better about that. I would take $40,000 and I would probably invest it in what we call an income portfolio, or invest it in a place where even though you're not drawing the income right now, you're in some things that are producing income. And I wouldn't want you in anything that isn't producing an income. And that income is accumulating inside the account. So if nothing else, you're always getting some growth from the income that it's that is staying in the account. Now, could the value of the things that you own go down? Yes, but they're not going to go down dramatically, and they'll come back up over the years. So that's what I think you ought to do with $40,000 of it.
Okay, and I don't know anything about that. If I go to your website, and I just found the station not very long ago, so I haven't listened to you very much, and I really don't know. Okay. I just relied on, you know, the guy to do it at my work, and
sure.
I don't know where to go.
So yes, you can
buy anything about it.
Yeah, so you can go into the website and, you know, start to look around and figure some of that out and partner with the website. But the other thing you can do, and maybe this would be more comfortable for you, is that you can email Pat. Pat's my administrative assistant. She kind of runs everything. She's been with me 19 years. You just say to Pat, who is the person that Dan might recommend to help me? There's only one. There's only one person that I know and feel very comfortable with that is going to do the right thing. And you can do that and contact that person and, go that route if it's not something that you want to go through the learning curve and all of that. Aside from that would be to partner with the website and with the ministry and get access and see that in what you'll start is with, you'll see asset allocation models, and that would be for your age group or in your case for income. It's the last one on the list, and you can look at that and start trying to figure out how you do that. It's going to take you some time. I wouldn't want you to rush into it, but you can do that, and I'm confident that you would be able to do it, but it'll take you a little bit of time to get comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Susie. I'm glad you called.
All right.
844-707-5533. Let me go to Lenita in calling us from Texas.
Hi, Dan.
Good morning.
I think you may have just answered my question, too, in that last caller. I want to partner with your website, but I've never invested on my own, and I was just wondering if I needed to take maybe a class before I started investing with your suggestions, or, you know, what would you suggest I do?
Well, I would say the same thing, Lonita, is you can email Pat at Financial and get somebody that can help you, or, you know, get a financial advisor, and there's a fee for that. I don't know what it is, but there's a fee. It's better than normal, but there's still a fee. Or you can go to the website. You can start watching some instructional videos. There's a video called Getting Started. How do I get started? It's very, very basic. Goes through some very basic ways. You know, obviously, it doesn't tell you where to open an account. You can do that anywhere you want, E-Trade or TD Ameritrade or one of the online discount brokers. They're all safe, and they all do pretty much the same and all charge pretty much the same. Which is, you know, about $8, you know, a trade when you buy something. But there's lots of instructional videos there that I think will help you. The first thing I would do is take a look at the Getting Started video. Go back to the 101 videos, and there's a series of videos there that are like 20 minutes long called Investing Fundamentals of Investing, and they just take you through just some basic fundamental things that everybody needs to know. And that would be, you can watch them, and you can watch them over and over again, or until you know, really start to get a feel for it. And that's what I'd recommend you do, and see if there's some, you start building up some confidence and comfort, and you can begin to take some of that on.
Thank you very much. I just started listening to you also. What is your website name?
It's Financial Issues, one word, financialissues.org. Financialissues.org.
Thank you very much.
So hopefully that helps you. You're welcome, Lenita. Wow, that is great. Two people just starting to watch. Love it. Folks, if you're just starting to watch, we are about you helping you bring Christ into your investments by making sure that you're biblically responsible. And if you're following...
I pray that I can be a great role model for him. I pray that in these trying times that I can lead him in a way that I know will leave a godly imprint on his heart forever.
And to show her how to live a life that is pure. I want her to understand how precious life is and to
take care of his body. To eat right and exercise and understand that his body is a temple of God.
I pray that our family will love Jesus, read his word daily, and obey his teaching.
The values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Partner that shares your values and beliefs. Christian Community Credit Union. Your money building God's kingdom.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. We've got an hour and 15 minutes left, so you can queue your call up. Anytime, 844-707-5533. Caller didn't want to give his name or state, wanted you to know that he had a small Roth, went from 20 to 12, contributed $50 monthly, and it went from 12 to 45. So there you have it. James. It was James that called me and mentioned that. So that's exactly what you're supposed to do. So thank you for that. That's some encouragement to those that I was talking to. Let me go to Marco. Marco's calling us from Tennessee. Hey, Marco.
Good morning there, Dan.
Good morning.
How are you? I want to call and thank you very much for listening, for being able to listen to what you say, your ministry, and all that you do. And I want to just make a comment concerning James that just called in earlier that I heard about worrying about the future of your 401k and all of that. And of course, everybody that has 401ks might be somewhat concerned. But I'm thankful for the fact that you can just let everything sit there and sit tight and leave it in the Lord's hands that he's going to take care of things. Same with me. I've lost some, of course, but I want to tell you that I'm not worried about it as much. I just like to let you know that what you told him was good. I'm retired, and since then, everything was good for the last 3 or 4 years, and it kind of went south a little bit. But now I think it should kind of turn around. I do appreciate what you said about that.
Yeah, great. That's great. Thank you for that, Marco. I'm glad you called, because that does encourage those other listeners that are going through the same thing. We've all gone through that at some point in time. And you know, one of the things that I've tried to do, and I've talked about this over and over again on my conference, on my partner conference calls and other, and on the radio, and where I've just said, look, this, one of my goals, personal goals here in the ministry, first and foremost, it's about Christ. But, you know, I want to change the way all of you think. You know, I'm so sick and tired of Wall Street saying, well, we know what's going to happen. All the average Joes in the world are going to panic and sell. The prices are going to come screaming down. We get to jump in and buy cheap. Then they start coming up and we make a lot of money. Meantime, the average Joe is out money and doesn't have anything. And so my goal is to try to convince tens of thousands of people on a regular basis to stay put, to don't fall into that trap. And so it's good to hear some encouraging words from you, Marco, and others. So thank you for that. I'm glad you called. I
sure appreciate it. You do. I really do. You keep up the good work, and God bless you.
I'll do it. Thank you, Marco. God bless you. 844-707-5533. We've got an hour and 10 minutes left. We've got lines open, so get your call in the queue, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Kathy. Kathy's calling us from Texas. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Dan. Thank you very much for taking my call. I really need help. Okay. I had been a partner before, and then I got crazy busy, and so I kind of stopped, and I just renewed today. And this is obviously not my field, but this is what I have right now. A long time ago, I invested about $10,000 in S&P iShares a long time ago. And mm-hmm. I had sold some to put in just the regular cash in there. And I put $1,000, I bought just last year $1,000 for the Israel fund, the Timothy, I guess, Zion Oil. Okay. So I need to start contributing again every month, I know, because I'm 47, and all I've got right mm-hmm. now is $20,000 in there, $10,000 in the S&P, $1,000 in the Timothy, and I've got about another $10,000 to invest, and then I need to start contributing. But yes, I'm looking through everything, and I just see a lot of information, and to start maybe today, and I've got $10,000. I've got emergency funds. I'm a single mom, but my house is paid off. I have emergency funds already, and I have my son's college. So I may not have done this in the right order. So I have that stored away somewhere else, but to start doing my retirement.
Okay.
Where would you go with this?
Well, you don't have anything at work, so your job doesn't have any kind of 401k or anything like that.
No, I have a practice.
I'm sorry. No. Okay. So here's what you need to do, and it sounds kind of simplistic, but it really is. You need to make sure that you would get started. And what I want you to do is open just a Roth IRA account. So I would want you to go to a brokerage account somewhere where you E-Trade, Charles Schwab, TD Ameritrade, Interactive Brokers, you know, all those things you see on TV, they're all good. They're all about the same price. Interactive Brokers is $4.95. Everybody else is, I think, around that's, you know, $8.95 or $6.95, whatever it is, $6.95, I think, for a trade. But, you know, they're all good, they're all safe, they're all secure. And you would open a Roth IRA account. Now, for a little while, for the next 3 years, you can only put up to 6,000 dollars into your Roth IRA. When you turn 50, that goes to 7,000. So and that's a lot. You might not be able to do that. But the key is that you set it up so that you have money. Let's say you get paid every other week or once a month or whatever. But at some set time, you got to have so much money, whatever it is, $50 a month, $20 a month, $100 a month, whatever it is, come automatically out of your checking account. Don't depend on yourself. But automatically come out of a checking account and go into your Roth IRA account. And wherever you set that Roth up, they'll do it for you. Now, you might want to go to Timothy Plan. That's a mutual fund company. And set it up there. It'll be maybe a little bit easier because you're just dealing in mutual funds. You'll see a Timothy Plan asset allocation model for your age group on our website. And every month, you're going to have money going in. And if it's $20 a month and you have set it up so that 10% is going here and 5% is going there and 30% in this fund, it'll automatically do that every month. The best thing you can do is get started in the discipline of that. Don't get caught up in how much it is. Don't get, I can only do this much. It's not going to have an impact. Don't even think about it. Don't worry about when the market goes down. Don't worry about it. Don't get excited when it goes up. Just keep plugging along. And your goal, your first goal is to increase that 20 to 30. And maybe that's next year or whenever. But increase that monthly and really focus, even if you have to sacrifice something, but really focus on trying to get that discipline of doing as much as you possibly can. You still have time. You know, you've got at least 20 years. And so you can accumulate a fair amount of money and have it invested properly. You'll do fine. So that's all I would want you to do right now is get the account open, either at Timothy or at a brokerage, and get that set up so that a set amount of money is going in there every single month or every payday. And I think that's where you start. It's just where you start. And I'm glad you're doing it now, and you're not waiting too much longer. But I think that'll be good for you. You'll feel good because you're setting some money aside for your retirement. And, you know, I think it'll work out well for you.
Okay. So right now I have the platform for the TD Ameritrade. And
okay, good.
I did have a Roth opened before. Can I use the same one?
Yes, should be able to. Yep, absolutely. And
okay.
They will give you a form. You can print it off their website of what you have to fill out so that they automatically take some money out of your checking account or a savings account, wherever you want it to come from. But they'll help you set that up.
Okay. Do I go straight to Timothy or?
You know, I mean, you can use the Timothy Mutual Funds through TD Ameritrade.
Okay.
So you can still have it at TD Ameritrade, but you can follow the asset allocation model for Timothy. And I think that would be great for you. It would be a little bit simpler. And I think it'll work out good for you because you're putting money in on a very regular basis. And that's what's going to help those funds. So I think that would be your best plan, Kathy.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you for your partnership. I sure hope that helps you. God bless. Folks, we're coming along at the close of this hour. More financial issues after this, but Remember, all that you have is his. Let's be a good and faithful.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.